make a handshake, you guys.
Oh. Middle fingers.
Yes, and you're the holes.
Oh.
There you go.
That's our secret handshake.
It's a secret.
Yes!
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice, then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. I am your host, Molly Stewart, as well as my co-host here with me today, Laura Contreras. And we have returning guest, Kitty Pine.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Yes. Hello. That's
Hello,
me.
Hello, Kitty.
Wow. I'm always
How
missing
are
my
you?
Cue. Hello. I was... That's good. I did too much.
Not again!
Every time!
Is there such thing as too much?
I think it's when you cough. That's when you know it's something's gonna it's gonna really take effect. And I force myself. I get to the point where I have to cough. Like I can take a regular hit like you guys and not yeah. cough and just be cool, but no, I want to die.
Okay. Well, that's one place to start. Sometimes you do have to push through the pain. It feels like you've accomplished something. And I understand a lot about that because I wanted to cough yesterday, Laura. Laura couldn't join me for the whole shoot that I had yesterday. But Laura, did I ever show you the size of the butt plug that I had to put
yeah.
in yesterday?
Yes. You were like, this is the biggest I've ever... like done
ever, probably never again. It was now. Shout out to our sponsor, Geeky Sex Toys. Go to geekysextoys.com and use code TWND, or it's TWND10, something like that. Look in the description, look it up, do your research. They have cool butt plugs, and one of them is Pikachu. And it was so big, and I had never in my life done that big. I started to put it in, right? I get my man to help me. Because I'm like, I don't think I can do this on my own. It starts to go, and I was like, oh, it's fine. It's about to... Yeah, have you ever done a butt plug?
So what about these Pokemon things?
I have.
Have you?
Yes, okay. I've slept with one on accident. That was a really That's bad right. idea because it went up, and I woke up and got really scared.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, shouldn't
but she's
have gone
still,
all the way up there.
She's still here with us today.
I'm still here. And did he do a little tua to it before he like tried
with lube?
It?
But I did make the sound. I went and then I said, spit on that thing. And but it was just lube. And when I tell you, it got to the point that I was like, oh, it's about to, you know, when it gets sucked in because you're like, oh, I can't, yes. I can't. And then your butt's like, yes. and it just eats the plug. If you've never done it before, this is how it works. So I'm going to let you know.
Facts.
And so you reach the point that you're like, I can't, and then sucks it right in. I reached the point that I was like, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I would die. When it finally went in, it was to the point that I went, ah, and I froze.
Like Pikachu.
I froze. I was like, Pikachu. Pikachu. I was to the point that I was on my hands and knees, bitch. I am frozen. I'm like, I can't move. I can't speak. Like, these are the thoughts running through my head. And my man, like, slightly touches my butt, and he's like, are you okay? I was like, huh? That's the sound I made. He's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, I can't talk. Can't talk. Just go sit. Just sit here. This is how it sounded. On my hands and knees on the floor. Can you picture it? Here, I'll help you. It's like this.
Can you picture Julia?
Yeah. I was like, Julia at the vet's office with the thermometer. We talked about that last week. It was
candy.
Terrifying. It was to the point I thought I was going to pass out because I was like, I can't breathe. I can't relax. And you have to like relax your butthole. I thought I was relaxed. I was not relaxed. I'm still very uptight, apparently, because it took like a good 5 minutes of just sitting there going.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Before I finally relaxed to the point that I could, like, straighten my body, and even then I needed another minute. Like,
I feel this so much. I could tell this is, like, word for word exactly how you felt.
If you were there, you would have been like BTS.
Yes, the whole time. Like, this is gold.
And I was like, the things I do to bring y'all the quality content that I don't even know if you deserve. Honestly.
They do.
Okay, so I did see pictures of you on Instagram with the whole Pokemon theme. I figure Halloween's coming up. That's that, but there's more to that. There's more.
There's so much more. To be fair, I was not wearing I wasn't wearing the butt plug in the photos shown.
But it was a plug.
Pikachu butt plug, yes.
But in the photos I posted, she's wearing it.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if you did like headshots with the
I wore it like throughout the whole time you're doing my makeup, like just to test my resolve. I'm like, I can do this.
Dude, I have done makeup on people that actually have worn butt plugs in the chair.
That's why.
Because they're stretching.
So they're prepping for anal.
And I'm like, how can you sit there with your, like, just being calm and like be there and just with your eyes closed and relax? It's like.
I could if it was a little baby plug, like the kind I'm used to. Not whatever the f*** that was. It was like I got my butthole fisted.
Yours was like an egg.
Can you imagine though, people actually get their butthole fisted?
They do.
That's crazy to me.
Shout out.
That's talent.
Talent I do not and never will possess.
It's serious. It's a skill.
So anyway, now that we've educated you about butt plugs, that was our educational segment.
The more you know.
I'd like to hear a little bit. Are you talking at all about your parody music video? Or is it kind of all secret under wraps right now?
No, I mean, it's just there's no secrets. Like, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Wow, that's good.
And still reeling from the butt plug talk as well. So it's kind of, it's a lot, like, right off the bat. Like, I don't even know how far we're in because the timer apparently stopped working. But... Oh.
10 minutes.
So,
ish.
I guess one question for you before we go into that is, like, have you ever used the butt plug while you were... having sex, but then you felt it so hard that it actually popped out and then you had to grab it before the other person knew it was in there? I'm asking for a friend.
That has never personally happened to me, but I can imagine that that would be like very stressful. Like how at that point, if I'm stressing that hard, I'm going to be too clenched to put it back in. So how would that even happen? Is that going to happen to someone you know?
Is the question, are you getting... Wow, butt plug is in and the butt plug falls out?
No, let's say you were, you had the penis or the thing, but you had a butt plug in you.
Me.
You.
Okay, but I had the penis.
Yeah.
And then,
and then you're thrusting into the other person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the butt plug pops out.
Of you.
Yes,
me.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then you just reach back in there and you're like, all right, just keep going.
Oh,
but while you're thrusting.
But the other person doesn't know that it's happening.
Oh, but well, they don't have to know.
They don't know.
What they don't know won't hurt them.
And it you'll be like, yeah, it's still there.
Here's
and
the
it's
thing.
Not.
It's not like you're shooting it out of your own butthole and then being like, well. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, if they don't know, or leave it out. Who cares? What are they going to know? Make them suck on it and then you can put it back in.
It was a new mission. I was like, oh, I gotta find it.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
So we're thrusting. We're hunting around. All right, suck on it, found it, and then you put it back in. That's happened to me before.
Oh. Happened to me this morning. It was a rough day.
Laura and I had an early start to our day.
Yes! It was we were trying to keep that as a secret, but well, here we go. No secrets,
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, this just, you know.
Hey, you ask questions, you get answers. That's what we're about here.
So, Pegger.
Yeah. tell us more. The parody Pegger. Song, by the way,
Pegger
Laura.
Would be a great name instead of Peggy.
But this Pegger. Is this is the name of the parody song.
Oh, it's called Pegger?
Mm-hmm. Pegger. It's, do you know the song Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow? Well, this song's called Pegger. And it's just talking to a guy who's and a girl.
It's a love song.
It's a love song.
Didn't we sing that at karaoke and I did not know it?
No, no.
You sang it, though, with somebody. Because I remember that night. I think you sang it.
My version?
No, the real
one. Oh, Picture. Yes, yes. I sang it at your karaoke.
But it was so good. I remember you killed it.
Thank you.
She's a great singer.
Amazing.
But I took that song and just wrote the words and it was...
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel you. How hard was it for you to write the lyrics? Because for me, we had many things of me sitting there. And I'm like, Laura, did these words,
thoughts.
How do these, I'm like staring at the screen and just throwing out. At one point we said fish paste because that was one of the only things that rhymed. We're like, this can't happen. It's a process, right? But it's beautiful once it flows.
Yeah, yeah. And especially when you already know the song like in and out, right? And mm-hmm. Now you can replace words with whatever you want because you know the timing. Mm-hmm. And then it gets...
But then you can never hear the other song the same way ever again. Because now when Best Friend by Doja Cat and Saweetie play, the only thing I can hear are lyrics. Like I will sing over their song. And I'm sorry, but it's just... Once you put that much effort into it... Here.
Oh, sorry.
Is it just me? Or like sometimes when I'm just randomly like during my day, like either driving or wherever... The song pops up in my head all the time.
Yeah.
Our song. Like, it just, like, with our lyrics.
Yeah.
And I'm always just, like, in my own little head singing it. And, like, even when I'm just walking around the house, I'm like, that's my best friend. You know, like, just, like, walking around.
Yeah.
Even, like, I catch my man doing it sometimes. And I'm like, that's so cute. It's catchy. It's cute. I love it.
Yeah, you can't unhear it. And then once you hear that, then... I'll, in fact, I guess for you guys... I'll just do one. Can I? I'll do one. What is the word?
Chorus.
Verse.
Line. Verse.
Yeah. Chorus. All right. Man, this is.
We're excited.
Oh, this is. You know what? I'm gonna pull up the instrumental. I can't believe that.
This
I can't believe I
a
have.
Totally awesome, not dirty podcast exclusive.
Yep.
Exclusive.
Volume up, everyone.
Wait, David, you could isolate the sound for later use.
This is a totally wholesome, not dirty podcast exclusive.
We have to keep it going. Like,
woo! Kitty!
Ready?
We're ready.
Thinking I'd be a pastor and turn it into a trans girl. I used my penis in 3 damn days. And tucking it in my panties. Wish I had a good girl to peg me. She could stick it in and I say, hold on, wait. She started pegging my aim. That made me cry today. I can't sit down on my ass the same way. She started pegging away.
Yes, she did.
And made me cry today.
Yeah, girl.
I can't sit down on my ass the same way.
Wow. That was like the voice of an angel.
That brought tears to my eyes. I know you can't see them, but it's because of the settings.
They just roll down like Rain-X.
And you're right. That too has ruined the original version for me.
But it's that this one is so much better.
This is the one the people deserve. The people have been waiting.
I don't think people even deserve this. They should feel lucky. They should feel blessed.
Like, honestly, they won the lottery.
That's a banger. I can't wait to see the music video. I'm picturing, like, a lot of, like, pelvic thrusting, like, in the dry lake bed.
Oh, wow.
Like, and someone playing the guitar in the back, just, like, real quiet. Like, just, not even making a big scene.
Just like, someone way back there strumming a guitar.
It could be me in a costume. I'm down. Like, you want a dinosaur playing the guitar? I'm in.
I think that would be beautiful. Like, you're on, like a barstool chair. Like, on the dry lake bed.
You got Pikachu
here.
Yeah, so
it's very dramatic. And
you
you're just
Pikachu.
Like, just, oh, singing your damn heart out.
Yeah.
Maybe like an open flowy shirt.
Yes.
I
one
dig
of those
that.
Stick wooden horses and you're galloping.
Oh, yeah.
And then cut in and out to like memories of stuff.
Oh.
That's beautiful. See? I can't wait. I can see it already.
I am tearing up a little right now. No.
I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, oh my God, it's so beautiful.
From tearing up from the emotion or the friction?
No, both. Oh my God.
Well, something's going to happen.
I love it.
Did you say sucking's going to happen?
Something.
Yes, it is.
Sucking's going to happen. Oh man. Pegging. So many more people are into pegging now, and I'm here for it.
I've never pegged anybody.
Really?
No.
Oh, no?
No, I fingered.
Well, you got homework to do.
Dear diary, today I need to, I realize.
Hey, Carlo.
Oh, no. Sorry.
For science.
For science, yes. Strictly science.
Oh, man.
Strictly anal.
Strictly
anal. Did you
anal.
Hear that?
I did. That was a nice whistle.
I don't even know how I did that.
Are you trying to create your next song? I actually wrote down something the other day about another parody song, and it's incorporating Liquid IV. You know the new song, like the tipsy song?
Yeah.
Everybody in the bargain, tipsy. I thought there's so much you could do with Liquid IV throughout that instead. It's like a play on words. Anyway, but that will maybe be the next thing. Who knows? How long do you plan? Like, do you have like a release planned for Pegger?
No idea. We're recording the song the same day we're recording this podcast. So,
oh, perfect. Perfect.
Sweet.
Whatever happens from there. Yeah. I have no idea.
That's amazing. I'm so excited.
How did
you.
You guys decide when to put out your video?
Oh, we had the 3-year anniversary. So that was kind of our little deadline. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
It was like crunch time too, like the month before. So we really like, we had like 3 full shoot days, mm-hmm. tons of like ideas of what shots we needed. And we added to that.
Yeah.
Which was like, you know,
I created
unexpected.
So many lists.
So we have content. We could probably make 5 more music videos with the content that we have.
And I'm working right now on cutting like BTS reels, like from all the unused footage. But even that takes forever. We were saying the editing holes before we were rolling, just like so much content to edit. I feel like when you do a big project like that, I don't know if this is the same for you, but mm-hmm. I would put so much into it, and then like afterwards I feel depleted and like I'll never be able to create something again. Oh. Do you ever get that where you're
I
like
do.
Oh, I've reached my pinnacle.
Yeah.
Now I'll never have another idea as long as I live.
Yep.
That was it.
That was it.
It's like yeah. your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then that for me when that happens, I quit and I learn something else. And I become good at that and become, you know, because what you just said.
Mm-hmm. You quit or you take
I quit.
A break?
I just
take
like,
a break.
Maybe I'll take a break, but.
A long one.
I'm kind of like done. I'm over with.
Next chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's just like to see if you could do it too sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah. And it's
what
like,
what if I can do it?
Maybe. Can I? And then you do it. You're like, all right, cool. Next.
Like one of the next things we want to do is a horror movie. And not a horror movie. There'll be horrors in it, but a horror movie. But I'm like, just that alone. It's going to take so much more planning. I only have like a quarter of the script written and I'm like, I'll probably never do this, but I want to. Just see
I
if I can.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I want a full feature length horror movie by TWND Productions.
Yes.
That'd be so cool.
But it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Are you going to be in it?
Yeah.
Of course.
I have to. There's something broken in my brain that I'm like, I have like these certain ideas and I'm like, but yeah, but I want to be in it. Like, why else would I be writing it? Like,
That must be how like all the big time like directors and actors are. They're like, well, I'll produce it, write it, and be in it. Like that's like a big, that's what you do.
Yeah, it was already what I do with other stuff, but it's just one of the things of like, I like all of the different creative aspects of it, as I'm sure like you do too, because if you do your own editing, like you care about like how that looks when it comes out, and you know a little bit about all these things. So you're like, well, if I can do all of these things marginally well, then why not do them all and be like totally invested in it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you got it. You know what you want.
Yeah, and you're not going to half-ass it either. Like, you're going to do it legit.
Yeah. You know? Well, even editing the music video is like, Akko edited it.
Yeah.
But I made him redo it.
What did he do?
He edited.
Edited it.
He edited it. He edited. I was saying it wrong. Or does
that sound weird? I love when people say that.
Edited. But yeah, anyway, Akko edited it. But I also sat there by him and I'm like, I wrote down all of the titles for these particular clips that I think would fit perfectly here. And here are all the backup clips if that doesn't fit. Like, and I'm like looking over his shoulder.
Yeah. And he made it. He said, this makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
He was like, thank you. He's like, please keep it going. Yeah. Like, because it took the like the questioning or like, you know, she knew the flow of how it should go with the song, like which parts of which content. And he was just like, ah, oh, yeah. And then he's putting it together. He's like, this is like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. Mm. So, that was cool. And I got to see the magic happen. And I was like, hello. Oh. We did this?
Yeah, that was very well produced.
That's us?
Thank you. We want to do more skits with you, too. We haven't done skits in... I feel like it's been like, almost a year and a half or
really
something like that.
I love the one in the park.
the massage?
Yes. Oh. That was such a great day too.
That was beautiful.
I think we ended with donuts and it was just beautiful.
Did we end with donuts?
Yeah. The ones that she was telling us about.
Oh, the mochi donut place that you recommended. Yeah. We go.
Like, cause you were like, check it out if you're ever around. And I think when we left, we were like, should we go? We were like, yeah.
I remember that was ages ago because I didn't have any ass in that video at all. I was like a string bean. I wasn't squatting.
And now she's swole.
Oh, yeah.
And my pants fit.
I'm just swollen.
And some don't fit.
Swollen. I'm a little swollen too right now, if I'm honest. God. Why do I feel like half the time that we're doing a podcast recording, I'm on my period and I'm just like, so anyway, guys, I have my period. I feel like it's like every other episode. Like, how many periods do you have?
It's the whole month. It's never ending.
No. Anyway.
It's a wonder while how we're still alive, losing so much blood.
It's true. Yeah, I've wondered that many times.
Like, how? Especially when you're like, it's like clotting.
Yeah.
And it's like big old like
jellyfish. It's gross.
What?
Jellyfish.
It makes it sound so much cuter than it is.
It does.
Nice.
I can't wait for the
menopause. I've never had to do this.
I can wait. I hate the like the idea of going through it, because I remember when my mom went through menopause and like all the like hot sweats she would get or whatever you call it, hot flashes. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Mom, what's wrong with you? She'd be like bright red sweating and like, it's hot. And I'm like, are you okay? She'd be like, it's menopause.
I think
and
when
I'm like,
that
damn,
happens,
is that what I have to look forward to?
I think, don't they have things now that they're doing like testosterone treatment for like older women like who are going into menopause? That helps negate some of the side effects, because I was hearing about that and I'm like, I'll do that shit.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
Cause... I'll get extra jacked. Like when I'm going through menopause, I'm like,
grow a beard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I can rock a beard.
Yes.
I've rocked a beard a few times in my life, let me tell you.
When you were a leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Leprechaun.
I love dressing up like a dude. It's so cool. I feel like I grow a penis.
When she has a strap on too, she just really becomes one with the penis too.
Oh, I got a helicopter going the other day with a strap on, which I've never been able to accomplish before. There was like the perfect weight to the dildo. And
yeah.
It was, I felt very powerful.
You were like goals.
That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Achievement unlocked. Just,
if you can do that, hell yeah.
See, it's a good thing I don't have one, because I feel like I would also be in the position where I can never leave my house because I'd just be like...
or like flicking it on someone's face.
Yeah, just like, Laura. No, I'd it's not like, sexual.
Not again. Oh, why that thing.
Bitch, why do I feel like that's our next, like... Okay, listen to this idea. Like a skit. Like, you know, like an old-timey, like, sitcom?
Like, but, what's but old-timey
it's
you,
but it's you having to shoot content for me, but I have a prosthetic penis. So it's not me, but it's me with a penis. And I do things like hit you in the face with
like
the prosthetic
old-timey,
penis.
Like, I Love Lucy?
Yeah.
Style?
Basically,
okay.
Kind of like that, almost like a black and white thing. And you're like, not again.
And I'm like in this like little Susie Homemaker yes. dress. Like, I'm like making muffins or something. You're like, come over here, honey. And you're around the corner and just smack me in the face with the penis.
Okay, that's a little off from where I was going, but...
I don't...
But that works. I like that, too.
I That's see both sides.
See, I was thinking kind of like more like the like a maybe not that old timey, but I like where your like head was going.
Friends?
I was thinking like as you're still filming my content, but it's me with a penis. So then I have little antics like because now you come over, I'm naked all the time.
Yes,
it's weird if I'm not
She's
naked.
Usually
like clothed for podcasts. Yes, and but imagine all of the things that happen when we shoot, but I have a penis. Like, Laura, look at this.
So I would be very, like, focused on the penis, probably.
Yeah, kind of like a reality TV show.
I'm in. Like, Real World?
Yeah.
All right.
But it's you shooting my penis content.
I went way back when you said old-timey.
But we could do one of those, too, as, like, a promotion thing.
Black and white.
Oh, fuck.
I'm in. I am in. Are you in, Kitty?
Yes, that sounds fun.
I think it does sound fun.
She has a penis ready yeah, to go to.
I do. Is this a sponsor of yours?
No.
Oh.
No. I've always had those little penis plushies.
Then I'll turn it around.
No free
advertising.
No, never. What do we look like?
Whores.
It just feels weird.
Yeah. It's facing the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's just facing. I'm like,
it was talking. It was like,
like you in the Krampus Santa bag.
They actually sent me one of these too, and I was like, oh, cool. You know, was it a collab for you?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I've had those like since I started making them back when I was still a webcam model, and I've always just had a little penis plushie around somewhere.
Oh yeah, because they sent me this exact size, and I was grateful. But then I looked on their website; there were other sizes that were bigger.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Why did I get this
one?" That's rude. Send a bigger one.
Just wondering.
And if y'all want to send us a bigger one, we'll just put it right on the couch, and I'll stroke it like during podcast episodes.
Who are we? What's the company?
Pee pee pillow. Ah, man.
Pee pee pillow.
See, that's free. That's
that's okay. First one's free. If you send a penis plushie.
A bigger
Maybe
one.
Maybe more.
A little taller one. You have brown ones. There's brown.
We need like all of the colors. A big like swath of penis plushies. It just becomes like the whole room.
You just walk in and bounce against the walls. Yeah!
It's our padded room.
We're having fun. That's like the start of every episode.
Just us
we
jumping
just all
around.
We bounce around.
We bounce in on like the big plushies, like in South Park.
Yes. Please send 3.
It's like a weird a number of penises, like just in this room. But when I look around my house, there's actually like a lot of like phallic statues and stuff like that. Which is crazy if you think about it.
You know what? I think I'm going to bring over...
More penises?
Yeah.
Oh.
For the room. For
real?
I have the one from Bali that is not like on display in the house.
Oh, mine is. It's like between 3 naked statues.
So I'm going to bring one for the room and then Ernest will have a buddy.
Aw.
Because they're about the same size.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy crap. And there's a pickle on the desk.
Yeah, the yodeling pickle.
That. Oh.
Yeah. Yodeling.
We haven't yodeling pickled in a while.
I know. Wait, where is he? I don't see him.
He's behind on the desk.
The purse.
Ah, that's why. He moved. Sometimes he'd be chilling here and I would just grab him. He gives me a secure feeling in my heart.
Secure.
He gives me secure.
So do you have, was I seeing it recently that you're going back to Hawaii soon for dates?
Yeah. Going to be in Oahu on November 27th.
Hell yeah.
At the Blue Note.
That'll be fun.
How's that? Is that a good venue? I know there's several Blue Notes like around the world, but that's really cool because I know there's one in Napa and there's one in Japan, also in Tokyo. But I haven't been to the one in Oahu. We've only been I've been to Honolulu. You've been to a few of the islands. Mm-hmm. But that was beautiful. Hopefully we could make it. That would be cool to go to Hawaii.
That would be pretty cool.
It's in November, so.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
It's around that time.
Might be able to.
Hey. Yeah. Book that flight now. Might be cheap enough.
That would be fun.
Go see Kitty, everybody. Mm. Book your flight and buy your tickets now.
Back to Hawaii.
Are they on sale yet or no?
Tickets. Yeah, they're on sale now.
And buy your tickets now.
Get them now. They're going to sell out at some point. Yeah, and then Maui the following week. And I think there's the big island in between. Mm. So, yeah.
That's
doing
a
little island tour.
That's exciting. And also a fun time to get out of Vegas, too, because November...
It is.
Feels kind of like meh weather. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
Is it nice and warm in Hawaii
nice
around that
warm.
Time of year?
Yeah, nice and warm, pretty cool. At the same time, you know, you can, like, cold in Hawaii is like 75.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when people
come. Perfect.
Bring their jackets out. They're like, oh, it's freezing.
Yeah. I remember that about moving to California for the first time and like September rolls around and all the girls break out their UGG boots and like their puffy coats. And I was like, I came from Michigan. I was like, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm on a crop top, like short shorts. I'm like, woo! Yeah. Warm.
The amount of leggings and oversized sweaters and UGG boots, like growing up that I'd see in California, it was like unreal.
Yeah.
And like, I never really liked the way UGG boots looked. Like, I'd be like, you know?
They kind of make you look
comfy.
Like you have cartoon feet.
Yeah. And I get it, though. They're very comfy. Once I got a pair of like fluffy slipper boots, I was like, I get it. Like, they're nice. But like, it never gets cold enough in California to warrant those.
No.
You know what I mean?
And they're very hot. Like, I had a fan sent me a pair of UGG boots before, and I wore them even with socks, and I destroyed them like slippers.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, there's no.
I have to wear socks, like thick ones, to like absorb it all. Otherwise,
mine go right through.
Really?
My feet don't care. My feet destroy everything, dude.
Mine
They're
do
gross.
Too. Mine do too.
Gross. Do your feet destroy shoes?
No, not. I mean, yes, but like, how soon are we talking?
Like fast.
So I got a pair of these cute cow slippers from Etsy shop, and. They were brand new, beautiful. I wore them every day for 3 days and they were already like dark and discolored on the bottoms. And I keep my feet very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Pedicures check.
Pedicures on point. I wash them in between. I have wipes at the side of my bed. So my feet are always clean. How do they stain?
Black.
Like they get like, it gets black. I'm like, what comes out? It's all the bad energy like leaving my feet.
Well, no, I mean, that's hilarious because I think the same thing. I'm like, are my feet disgusting? Like, I'm never really walking around barefoot, mm-mm. rarely, unless it's in my house, which
and
the
my
floors
house is
aren't
clean.
Dirty. Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, I don't get it either.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, how does the sweat accumulate and make like dirt?
Like, even my feet right now, they're clammy. It's gross.
Yeah, they're constantly wet.
And people are like, oh, put those on my penis. I'm like, all right, they like the lubrication, I guess.
Are you sure? It's like slippery.
So I actually thought, do you have anything else that you would like to promote before we get too much further? Because I was thinking what might be fun is to play one of our games with you, because we haven't played a game with a guest in a while.
Let's do it.
So we have the choice of, it's called like the friendship box, where it's like little prompts that we can like ask each other questions and learn things about each other, prompt some discussion, or we have never have I ever.
I love both. So I'll let Kitty, you pick.
Prompts.
Prompts?
I guess.
Friendship
yeah,
game?
Yeah, the friendship game. Let's do that.
Da 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 da.
Word from sponsor.
Flora.
Yes.
Did you know
that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTG technology, transporting 5 essential vitamins.
I did. And
straight
actually,
in your bloodstream.
And it also is a great source of getting your daily vitamins, like vitamin
B,
B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C.
There's also a fuckload of potassium and shit in there. There's also sugar-free flavors, and Laura's sipping on some cotton candy right now. She has the pink, I have the blue. What's up?
Two in the pink, you know?
Two in the pink, one in the stink. And if that's the kind of play that you're after, then you want to stay hydrated. So go to liquidiv.com. Yes. Use code TWND to save 15%. Get free shipping on everything that you purchase. And I know that you're on Patreon if you are hearing this right now, because this is not publicly aired. But sometimes you're not using the code. And sometimes I still need to pay David to edit episodes.
Yeah.
So sometimes Daddy sneaks in a little ad read and there's nothing you can do about it. Back to the show.
We love you, Liquid IV.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to play We Are Not Really Strangers. All right. Wait. Okay, so I kind of forgot how this goes. So.
That's the intro to the show.
So.
Let's cut that, it. David.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Okay. We'll start with one.
Sure. Whatever you would like. And if it's one that you think we've done before, we can just skip it.
Okay. So am I asking both of you guys this?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll kind of answer and discuss.
All right, guys. Ready? If you were to buy me a present, knowing nothing about me other than what I look like, what would it be?
Wait.
Want me to say it again?
Oh, I know.
If you were to buy me a present, knowing nothing about me other than what I look like, what would it be?
I'd say a purse.
Aww. So cute.
Yeah. What?
What kind of purse? No, it's sweet.
I don't know.
Like a little one?
No.
Like this kind?
Like a hand. Like a big purse.
Oh, like a Louis?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn. Right.
Don't even know anything about
Bushies.
You.
That's.
Thank you. And then, what would you buy me? I know it.
Vibrating butt plug.
I knew it was gonna be a toy, or something that was like, I don't know.
A vibrating butt plug.
A toy. Cool. I love it. And you have given me one. It's not a butt plug, but.
But it could be.
It could be because it is small enough. It is small enough, and I mean, you know. I love it. All right, next. Go ahead.
So you can just draw one from any of the card slots.
Okay.
And boom.
And I'll put the ones that we did. We
and if you read it and you're like, I don't like this, then just draw a different one.
Put it away. Burn it.
Level 3 reflection. Wow. Both players write a note to your younger selves. Option 1 minute and do that for 1 minute. And
no.
I can sum it up.
Okay, yes.
Don't. Anyway.
I have one. Hang in there. You got this.
Like that little sloth in the dentist.
Yeah,
office.
That's good. Those. Short and sweet. How cute. Hang in there.
Okay. Have you ever told someone I love you but didn't mean it? If so, why?
Oh, my aunt that was a bitch. I almost said my great grandma.
The who and the
but
why.
But no, she was sweet.
The who, the why.
Yeah. Love you too. Fuck you.
Oh God.
Mine would be and I think it was in high school, and I didn't know how to break up with her, so I just said it again. I said I love you, and then I went about my day.
It was easier this way.
Yes.
But how did the breakup finally come? Did it make it so much worse?
You said you loved me. I didn't know what that meant. It was my dick. All these terrible decisions.
Yeah.
Oh, love.
Pass me the comments. We got to keep this up.
But how did the make the
breakup?
Like, how long did it last after the admission of lies?
Yeah, I don't even remember anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
You know,
I've done that shit too. I think we've all, especially in younger relationships, I feel like, or with family members that you're like, even those ones, you get like extended family members who you don't really know, but then there's like some family reunion and they're all like, you've gotten so big. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And then they're like, hug, I love you. I'm like, I love you.
I remember you when you were this big.
Like, really? When I was still inside.
When I was kicking my mom. Level two, connection. Wild card, create a secret handshake. I'm in. Let's make a handshake, you guys.
Okay.
Oh.
Middle fingers.
Yes, and you're the holes.
Oh.
There you go.
That's our secret handshake.
It's a secret.
Yes! I love you guys. You guys witness history.
Make sure that you listen to Pegger when it's out.
I swear I have a lot of lotion on my hands. It's not just sweaty. Yeah. Look, Mom, no hands.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
That's a special shout out to your special friend.
We all know who your special friend is. Do you?
Think of your favorite. What are we? Huh?
We have to think.
Think. The weed.
Think of your favorite brand of cereal. On the count of three, say your answers out loud. One, two, three.
Brand Cinnamon Flakes. Toast Crunch. Bran Flakes? Yes. I almost said Raisin Bran too.
No, no raisins.
I like. Oh yeah.
Just
Bran. I love raisins.
Just Bran cereal.
I love. Well, that's like the cardboard. It's good.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, this is healthy.
Do you add grape nuts?
No.
Have you ever done grape nuts, either of you?
No.
So grape nuts
sounds like, have you ever done grape nuts?
No, I'm serious. Okay, so this is funny. So inside some cereals, there's like the crunchy, like granola, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives it the crunch. So yeah. I was like, I like crunch. And I looked it up. It's like, try grape nuts. That's what you could add to your cereal. It's like they sell it in the cereal aisle by itself. And it's like something you top your other cereal with, like your bran or your shredded wheat, whatever. So one day I was like, I want to try grape nuts, but just grape nuts. And I poured a bowl of grape nuts and put my milk or almond milk, whatever. And I go to take my first bite and I felt like I was biting into like kitty litter.
Oh,
like
no!
like gritty and like very crunchy.
Yeah, because like just on its own.
And it was just that. And it never gets soggy. So I waited like an hour and I was like, is it soggy yet? I went to go get it. It was still rock hard. And I'm like, never again. I'm never pouring another bowl of just grape nuts. This is a story I will be able to tell people in the future. Like, because people all know, like, it's usually in like Raisin Bran, I think. It's one of like the little crunchy things in it.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it, but it never gets soggy.
That's so funny. That would never work for me.
And I couldn't eat the whole bowl.
That would never work for me because, you know, I like to make the Rice Krispies soggy. I like that with bran flakes as well.
Yes.
So
I
if
like
there's
soggy.
Random rogue crunches in there, I'd be like, oh.
And imagine a spoonful of just rogue crunches.
Just like
gravel just like.
I think I was like breaking molars in the back. I was like, yo.
You chip your tooth on a grape nut.
Like, help me. SOS.
And then you're like, I can't throw this away. It's wasteful. But you're like, it's just like eating rocks.
I waited an hour. I set a timer. I was like, I'll come back to this. I'm sure it'll get soggy. Nope.
That's crazy.
It's like a bowl of rocks.
Do you have a favorite cereal?
I don't actually.
Cereal's bomb.
Yeah. But you mentioned Cinnamon Toast Crunches. No. Kix. I don't know why Kix. But yes.
Kix is Kix. Like cardboard too. Bomb. I love them.
And especially when they get soggy on the outside.
Yeah.
Only a tiny bit crunchy on the inside. Mostly or
that
soggy.
Fruity, not Fruity Pebbles.
It's
the
kid tested, mother of
Trix. Trix was good too. The like rainbow colored Kix. They were round puff balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one?
Trix are for kids.
Oh, yeah, Trix.
The fruit ones.
Oh, were they fruit-shaped?
They're just like fruit balls, but they're all different colors, like rainbow balls.
Were they always that way?
No, there were fruit before.
Were they, or were they balls?
I think they're balls now.
Wait, I must look. Trix.
Or are they shaped like the fruit they represent?
They used to be.
I feel like that's Runtz.
I don't know anymore.
Trix.
What?
I think
what
they've always been balls,
no? I know nothing. Everything I know is a lie.
Oh, no, you're correct. Look, there's like the random flower ones for some reason.
Those were the berries. I remember those.
What am I thinking of? Fruity Pebbles.
But are they still like this?
I don't know. That's just like the photo that came up in the wiki for it. But I don't know if they still are. I feel like, do you remember the big bags of cereal?
Yes.
Like big.
Like 5-pound bags.
Yeah. You're like, damn.
You're like walking like, out with
it on your
shoulder.
It's the healthiest meal of the day. Oh, look at all this grain and sugar.
Win! One hand you got the big bag of cereal. The other hand you got the toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh my God. I remember like the discovery of like buying nice toilet paper. Remember like, do you ever buy like your first
What's
nice
your favorite
toilet paper?
Brand?
Like the one with the bears.
Charmin?
Charmin.
Yeah.
I like Cottonelle.
Charmin.
What's the guy that looks like, I'm thinking the Marshmallow Man. Never mind.
The brawny guy for the paper towel?
Use paper towels to wipe your ass?
We all have an appendix, let's be fucking honest.
They're very terrible. They don't leave any lint behind. You know what I mean?
But like as someone who used to like be in a position of, we've talked about this. Who do we talk about this with?
Toilet paper?
Stealing toilet paper.
Oh.
Fuck. I can't remember. Y'all know the episode though. Because I had to steal toilet paper like from.
August.
Like, that's right. August.
Yeah.
And having like the ones that are just in the bathroom where they're kind of out and they're wrapped. And they're like the really, really thin, like you can't even see it
one
if you turn
ply.
It sideways.
Point
it's five
like
ply.
Point 0.5 ply and it's wrapped like a gift. You know?
Yeah. Like, and you're like, oh, I'll just put these. I had like a really big purse. And just like, these are for everyone.
The big
to use.
Purse kitty's getting me.
Exactly. Your Louis Vuitton just stuffed full of toilet paper. Rolls.
Classy. I could see it. It all makes sense.
I remember like buying like for my first like nice toilet paper and I was like, I'm an adult now.
I also have, this is a fun fact, I also have Molly's very first
butt plug.
Expensive handbag purchase.
Oh yeah.
Her first treat to herself handbag. I have it. It's in my closet. It's beautiful. It's a Burberry.
Burberry. Yeah.
I have the Coach too, but the Burberry one was the first one you got.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, and then I never bought an expensive purse again.
It's beautiful. Yeah, she was like, one and done. It's kind of like our goals in life.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to move on to the next thing. Like, I don't need expensive purses now. And one of the things that ruined on me too is like, I was like, I can't have nice things because I got the purse and it was winter in Michigan. I dropped it in the parking lot in a salted snowbank.
No!
So that's what that little stain on the bottom is from.
You don't see it.
And that's why I never bought like an expensive,
I have expensive
like, bag
purses
ever again.
And this is like 8 years old and been peed on. And it's still the only one I really use.
Squirt pee. It's all the same.
It's pee. I'm kidding. Now it's squirt. Probably. Who knows?
Yeah, but so is squirt.
Everything is pee.
Everything is pee.
Even we are pee.
We are.
We are 80% pee.
Wait, what?
Because we're like over 70% water, right?
Well, because so. We drink so much liquid IV, I think it bumps it up a little bit more. Yeah. So we're
but
80%.
What does it do? Huh? What does liquid IV do?
It makes you pee. Hydrated.
It helps with hydration.
We got unhinged, sorry. It makes you pee. I love this. So.
We are 80% pee. Yeah.
That's the name of this episode, 80% pee.
Oh my God.
Kitty,
I always
do you have anything to add? She's like, why?
Do you ever get this? Where like, if you're excited, you're like, I should pee because I'm excited or I have this thing to do or whatever. But always... I feel like I don't pee all the way. So then within another 10 minutes, I'm like, fuck, I'm excited. I got to pee again. I'm like,
oh, the excitement pee that stops.
Yep. Yeah.
But so it's still in there. It's still in there.
And then you start getting weird cramps because you're like, I really have to pee. And it's like, well, what was the pee from before? Why don't I just finish the pee? And then I would have a little cramp going on because it let out all the pee because I was excited. Because what?
Does the pee get shy?
Yeah.
I think so. And it always happens like right before I get on stage.
See? Yeah.
That's what I was wondering because I was like, that would be.
I'm like, I thought I just did that.
Yeah. And you're like, why do I have to dance now?
Start just breaking it down. Just like, you can't move and just don't think about it. Exactly. I even get like that before like cam streams sometimes because I don't do them as often anymore. But it happened even when I cammed all the time because I always get nervous even before podcast episodes. Just like the excitement nerves, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing. I'll be like, and then by the time I'm 30 minutes into a stream, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go. Like, why am I holding it? Why don't I just like pause before I stream, fully pee? Yeah. Like, why? And then I'm depriving people of like they're like, all right, we'll stare at your empty bed while you're off.
It's the suspense you build.
That's right. It's actually a full experience.
It is. People, it's like intermission.
Could you charge more if you just peed right there?
Oh, I would get deleted from the platform.
Here's the thing.
Platform is this?
The OF. They don't allow the pee.
They don't allow the pee?
Only fish.
Only fish.
What?
No. But there are other sites that allow. It's just like not for me. I feel like maybe when I'm like cougar level, maybe I'll start... But probably not. I mean, some things you
would
have
you
to save just for yourself.
Jar?
You know what I mean?
Would you pee in a mason jar?
Yeah.
And like send it out?
No.
Really?
But I feel like it'd be very frowned
it's
upon if
pee.
I just did that on stage.
Yeah. That's
what?
Fair.
Peed in a mason jar?
Peed on the audience.
Yeah. Or just like left mid-set.
Or in a bottle in front of, you know.
Or
can
it's
you imagine
just like...
you go up? You start giving your jokes, right? And you're like, you know what? I've been holding this for a while, everybody. I'll be right back. And you just leave. And wait. That's what my streams are like. All right. Well, I guess we'll just entertain ourselves.
You're edging, them. You're edging
and
them.
And then you come back and you're like, all right, now pay attention.
Y'all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Like, all right, now pay attention to me. Yeah, I'm done taking care of me.
Who comes first? Me. Who do I trust? Me. You edge them so well.
Yeah, you just gotta, it's just an edge game. Well, it makes the finale so much better by the time they get it because they've been like just tortured for.
I also hate waking up from sleep to pee because it takes me a while to get back to sleep, but sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I just have to pee, and then I'm like, why? But I guess it's better than peeing the bed, right?
Yeah.
And waking up in a puddle.
I hate when it's like I feel for some reason like I have to get extra hydrated before bed, like I'm worried that I might dry out in my sleep like SpongeBob when he goes into Sandy's like cave. It's not a cave, It's big. Anyway, you know the thing. Watch SpongeBob. I don't know what to fucking tell you. And then I'll have to pee like every hour throughout the night. So like the whole night, I'm just like, oh, this shit again. I just go. And it's, I'm like, I get no sleep now. Why did I like hydrate so much before bed?
Do you dream while you're sleeping and you have to pee?
I've been dreaming a lot.
Oh my gosh, tell her about this.
So like when you wake up, what if you can use that to your advantage? You mm-hmm. can the whole sleeping and peeing and stuff. You're dreaming, right? You wake up from that dream, you remember where that dream is, where you were, what you were doing. Mm-hmm. Go pee, go back to sleep. But before you go back to sleep, focus on that scene, where you were. Mm-hmm. And this time go to sleep and just focus on that. You'll end up there, mm-hmm. and now you'll be lucid.
See, that's my problem, because when I was waking up, I would go back to sleep and then have a totally different horoscape to walk through before my next pee, and then go back to the same dream. It was like the new nightmare, you know.
Can you control? Are you lucid?
Sometimes, where it's like I have these weird ones sometimes where I have like dreams before. I know that this is all bullshit, and I don't care. It's fun. But I have dreams about something that I'm going to do or something. Like, for instance, I think I told this to you, but I had a dream before I went overseas to visit a friend. I'd never been to their home before. I had heard things, hadn't seen anything. I had a dream beforehand that was all crazy leading up to the point of arriving at that place. But then walking through like the house and around and everything like that. And when I actually saw it in person, I had the weirdest deja vu.
Because you felt like you were there already.
Yeah, it's like I could vividly see parts of my dream, and I was like, this is really weird.
Wow. So,
and then sometimes it's just like I had one once where I had to go travel by train through all these different like crazy districts that felt very long, but were actually very small. It felt like a video game, like going to the next level. And then at the end, I thought I was going to be killed, but what happened was they dressed me like I was a god in a dominatrix full body latex costume. And then I got to whip men. Like there was yes. lines. Like I could look out
hills
and just see
of men.
So many men just everywhere. And they would line up and I would whip them or like hit them with like, I had this big thing with like spikes on it. And they were like, thank you, goddess. And they would move on to the next one. And that dream went on for a while. And I woke up feeling pretty good. That one was fun.
You blessed a lot of people. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Just doing God's work.
Just doing the Lord's work.
But I never thought about trying to think about what I was just thinking about to fall back to sleep.
Do you have lucid dreams?
Often more than I'd like them to be.
Okay, so yeah. It's all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when vapes just started out, you had to like buy bottles and fill it up yourself and stuff. Mm-hmm. I asked the guy at the counter if he could give me a bottle of something that'll make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I have something for you. I was like, all right, cool, bought it. So I hit it and it felt like weed. And that night I went to sleep. I had a dream my partner was cheating on me, and I woke up. I had to pee, so I went back to sleep. But before I did that, I focused on that scene. Sure enough, I was there, and I was like, holy shit, I'm aware in this dream. So you know now it's a video game. You can do whatever you want. You mm-hmm. are God. Basically, and I walk into the door and I see them about to happen. I'm like, oh, and I did this, and without touching him, kind of like Darth Vader, mm-hmm. I crushed his neck.
Force choke, yeah.
And he died, and I woke up. I woke up like, yay!
Fix the problem.
I'm gonna get away with this.
Zippity doo dah, zippity day. Oh, our camera's stopped. Should we start it again?
No, because we have these ones, and we're already at an hour. And I know that you have some recording of your own to do today as well.
What time is it?
Zippity doo dah.
1:38.
Okay, cool. I have about an hour.
Fuck yeah.
Zippity day.
But I think that y'all should try lucid dreaming. I think that should be everyone's homework for the
it's
week.
It's my homework for my sure. Because well. I don't have these dreams do like it. Y'all. I wish I could relate.
Do it.
They're yeah. so fun and vivid. And do you have any recurring ones?
No.
What was
not
the stuff you
ones.
Smoked? I'm very curious.
I think it was liquid spice.
In the vape?
In the vape, yeah. Yeah,
what's liquid
spice?
Spice
was like a synthetic weed.
Yeah, oh. So they sell them in smoke yeah. shops, and people would do it because it didn't show up on drug tests.
Yeah.
So that's why people would, like, I know people that would work on, like, cruise ships for, like, months at a time, and they test them for drugs. So the only thing they could ever do was spice to get high. And yeah. it's, like, it's weird. Like, I guess you smoke it, and it makes you feel, like, not incoherent, but, like, goofy or something, I guess. That, like
a weed, like
a weed, like high. So, but yeah. it's legal and it and doesn't show up in a test.
And it'll open a window in your mind to the supernatural,
the third eye.
Yes, that too.
If you will. Wow. Well, I've never tried spice. I don't. Is it? Did it taste funny?
I wouldn't do it. There's other ways to experience.
There's weed.
I just feel like when I already have dreams that feel like premonitions, I'm already in touch with that shit.
Are you smoking weed at night or not anymore still? So she stopped smoking weed at night and started.
All my dreams came back. Like, I used to dream very vividly, like when I was younger and up until the point I started drinking alcohol every day.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, I just like, I never, I guess I just like probably sleep really hard then. Cause like I never, like very, very random, rarely do I like ever remember a dream. And there was one recently, and I think it was, like, scary, and I woke up, and I was like, damn, that was freaky. But it was, like, I was in my own home, and, like, in the backyard, and, like, there was people there that I didn't know in the dream. Like, I had no idea who they were, and they were all trying to kill me. And I was like, what? And I woke up scared, right? And
oh,
I was
man.
Like, Carlo, I'm scared. I had a bad dream. He's like, it's okay. And he just, like, held me and then went back to sleep, like, and I was like, okay, I guess...
Yeah, I guess someone's trying to kill
but
me.
It but you know, those dreams terrify you. You yeah. almost like don't want to go back to bed. Yeah. You're like,
you didn't know these people.
No.
Oh, wow.
So that's what's, and no one from the family was there in the dream. So it wasn't like I was dreaming people were going to come and kill me, but it was like random people. And I was like, whoa.
Do you know what's so strange about that? Because you were saying like in your home, right?
Yeah.
I never have dreams. I've lived in this place for ages. I never have dreams of my home
here.
Any of the dreams that I ever have, it's always somewhere that's not wherever I'm living. It's never like,
are even, they real places or are they like
no
fantasy
they're like places
lands?
That my brain like makes up, like I've
and
had
do you
this
have
one.
Memories in that world
mm-hmm.
you have memories that have never happened but only in that dream world mm-hmm. isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And then I talked to some people that like I don't have that. I'm like, is this mental illness?
No.
Or am I a witch? I'm going to go with witch.
Yeah, it's like you peeking into another universe.
Yeah. And it even sounds crazy to say, but I'm like, I know because I can remember the vivid dreams. Like I had a couple recurring ones from childhood and I can still remember them. And they are the same ones and I will still sometimes get them if I'm like extra stressed out or I have a lot going on. And sometimes those random ones will come back. So I'm like, maybe I'm crazy. That's fine. But I know that I remember these dreams. I write down the things. I can see all the things. But it's just weird that it's never at home. It's always like somewhere else.
Interesting.
Wow.
It is interesting.
Wow. I feel like you're jumping timelines.
You might be time traveling.
I think maybe it's just going to the in-between places.
In-betwixt.
Oh, if y'all have never read A Crack in the Line, I think is what it's called. I read it so many times when I was a kid. It's about like the butterfly effect and like so that there are like different parallel realities running alongside of ours, like in one universe like I'm me here but switched over I could be like me but I'm a guy, or all these other things that have come down or me but or I died in a different reality. And there's so many things like that. It's always like
I saw something interesting today about like obviously like how there could be other life in space, you know, like in the universe, because we are one galaxy and there's like trillions, mm-hmm. I guess, out there. And this is all new to me, so I'm just sharing this. If you guys already know this, here we go. But anyways, it was like, if there's so many galaxies that have like a planet like us where like, you know, we have the water and all that, like an atmosphere, but like a sun within the right amount of distance, not too close, not too far. And like they're like asking like people in NASA, like, do you guys believe that there is like other forms of life like us anywhere? And then the guy's like, absolutely. Like, and if you look at it like scientifically, this and this, like about it, he's like, there's a trillion like reasons why there is other life like us out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's amazing. You know? It's freaking awesome. Yeah. I'll share Hell that yeah. with you guys, that video. And I was just like, you know, it makes you always, I always feel like, yeah, aliens, they're real. I get it. But like, I've never encountered one or been around one. But like, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. And I there's think... probably people like us somewhere.
Yeah.
Or mutant. And that's so cool to me.
Yeah. All that fabric of the universe shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that was a stoner conversation
right there. And welcome to the show.
This has been fun. And you have to do your research on lucid dreaming. So your homework for the week is to, if you have any sort of dream, when you wake up from it, try to go back to sleep and think about what it was. Be very aware. Be
also
very
drink a lot of liquid IV.
Drink so much liquid IV.
I hear it helps.
And also follow Kitty Pineapple. Where yes. would you like them to follow you?
Instagram at Kitty Pine.
Lovely. And you can follow the podcast on X and Instagram at TWND Podcast. You can email the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow me at Wham Glam Artistry.
And we're going to leave voicemails.
At 702-900-6446.
Thank you all for joining us this week. Do your homework and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.